Detoxing is an essential component of healthcare. That's according to naturopath Dr. David Wickenheiser.
A toxin is any substance that will block or limit your internal biochemical functions, your production of energy, your ability to think, your ability to digest food, your muscles to move. You can block all of that with toxic load. Now, it can be as nasty and as obvious as lead, mercury, cadmium, and heavy metals of that sort, or it could be as not commonly considered as fermenting food. You have to digest food to absorb it. If you don't digest your food, it will not simply leave the body unchanged. It goes from the small intestine to the large intestine, where it's a different environment, different pH, it will ferment. And this is where people are very concerned with flatulence, gas production and release. So if you've got loud and proud or silent and deadly flatulence, this is an issue. Because for me, aside from being antisocial, it shows me that you are fermenting your food, you are not digesting it, and when you ferment it, you create toxic byproducts. So loud and proud, you're not digesting your carbohydrates. Silent and deadly, your protein is not being digested, so you're fermenting and essentially rotting it. Now, when you do that, you break down the protein and the amino acids to create byproducts, which are toxic, poisoning your body. So what's really the best way to detoxify? There's several things you need to consider. Number one, avoid toxic load. So if you're in traffic 3 hours a day and you can cut that down to 2 hours a day, please do it. If you are using household cleaners that are very harsh, chemical cleaners, and you go over to natural cleaners, please do it. If you can have better digestion, you need to do it. So avoid further toxic load as much as you're able to. Beyond that, you need to do certain things every day. Your liver cleans the blood, filters the blood, breaks down the toxins it's filtered out, and then they're eliminated out of the body. So you certainly need to support the liver. But for true detoxification, you have to open up what they call the emunctories, your routes of elimination. Eat enough fiber so that when the liver processes the toxins, puts it through into the small intestine, your soluble fiber, like oat bran as opposed to wheat bran, the oat bran will act like a sponge, pick up the toxins, and sweep it out. So you really need to eat enough fiber to have at least one normal bowel movement per day. Normal bowel movement, size and shape of a large peeled banana. From there, drink enough water. And that's going to amount to a couple liters a day for most adults. And that can be herbal tea, straight water, vegetable and fruit juices. Get enough water. Exercise. Gases are expelled out through the lungs and good air brought in, oxygen. So working the lungs by walking vigorously for 30 to 60 minutes a day is necessary. So this is where we start with detoxification. Avoid toxins, take in good fiber, drink enough water, get exercise. From there, certain supplements. So if you're taking fluorescence, which optimizes nutrition, so that you get more nutritional goodness and you ferment less of your food. If you support the liver as it does for the filtration and breakdown of the toxins removed from the liver, and it's an antioxidant because your free radicals, a type of a toxin, will literally burn you on the inside. They're unbalanced chemical structures. That's our number one toxin, and we need to neutralize that. So what's the best detoxification program? It'll vary between individuals, but also focus on what matters. Fiber, water, exercise. These are the basics. From there, there's a variety of supplements that'll help, but you always have to do the basics.
What's a good way of testing, if I've done all of this, whether I've actually made any difference?
There are several reflections of good health. Part of it is symptoms. That's where I like to start. Symptoms. What are you experiencing? Simple symptoms of a toxic load are based into three groups, all of which will improve with a lower toxic load. Nerve symptoms, immune symptoms, and hormone symptoms. So nerve symptoms, this could be tingling hands and feet, could be muscle twitches, could be aggression, anxiety, depression, alteration of mood. And you can see people improving and becoming happier when they've got lower toxic load. The next category, immunity. Your ability to handle your immune system, it can be overactive or underactive. Overactive, you're going to have allergies because your immune system's attacking indiscriminately, and a lower toxic load will show up with less allergies. From there, we're looking at underactive immunity. I've had a number of patients who had frequent coughs, colds, flus that we helped with herbs and nutrition, but kept coming back. And so when we got down their toxic load, they didn't get sick as often or as severe. Third area, hormones. Now this can be ranging all the way from insulin insensitivity leading to weight gain around the middle, the spare tire, right down to PMS, premature menopause, the menopause symptoms of men known as andropause. From there, inability to handle physical or emotional stress, adrenal burnout, which a symptom of that can be coffee drinking, large amounts of coffee intake. So you just don't need the coffee or the sugar as much as you would otherwise. From there, we can look at the symptoms of thyroid, which is weight gain, depression, dry skin, inability to handle hot and cold, constipation, even dry brittle hair, a little bit of a pouching in the canthus of the eye right over the eyelid. All of these can improve when you get down the toxic load, if in fact that was the cause, and it commonly is. So there's many ways. There's nerve symptoms, there's immunity symptoms, there are hormone symptoms which will improve when you have a lower toxic load. From there, there are questionnaires like the biological age questionnaire, which you'll have a lower score when you detox. And then, of course, there's many laboratory tests, stool tests, blood tests, urine tests, even hair tests that will reflect lower levels of toxins in the body.
That's Dr. David Wickenheiser from FMD.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.